Hi, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Laura Blows, editor of Pensions Age, and joining me today to explore the bulk purchase annuity market is Justin Granger, who is head of Standard Life's bulk purchase annuities team. Hi, Justin.
Thanks, Laura, and lovely to meet you.
So, Justin, to begin with, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background? And with that, actually, perhaps an overview of Phoenix Group itself, please.
I'm Justin Granger. I lead the bulk purchase annuities proposition within Standard Life's retirement solutions business, which is part of the wider Phoenix Group. I've been with Phoenix now for approaching 5 years and in and around the pensions risk transfer market for the last 15 or so years. Phoenix Group is the UK's largest long-term savings and retirement business. I guess our vision in a nutshell is to help people on their journey to and through retirement. And as part of that, we're a leader in the acquisition of heritage books of business from other life companies. And by that, we mean portfolios comprising those products that companies are no longer actively marketing to their customers. And we seek to manage those safely and efficiently, with a key focus there really being on improving customer outcomes to support our customers. Now, alongside our heritage business, a key part of our wider strategy is growing a thriving open business. And that's leveraging our customer brands such as Sun Life, which is a really strong brand in the over 50s market, and separately Standard Life, which is obviously a really long established brand in the pensions and retirement market. Bulk annuities, which is what we're talking about today, are really key to the growth strategy for Standard Life. And what we're seeking to do there is to help pension scheme trustees and the sponsoring employers of those schemes to secure the best possible outcome for their pension scheme members. And our bulk annuity business really leverages the strength and resilience of the wider group. So as a FTSE 100 company, we've got over 300 billion of assets under administration, which gives us a really large balance sheet, which we manage to minimise volatility. And when we're speaking to customers within our retirement solutions division, they're really buying this financial strength and the certainty that the buy-in and buy-out products we provide will deliver security to their members over the really, really very long term. We've been at this now for around about 6 years. During that time, we've done about £7 billion worth of BPA business. And that includes some large and quite complex deals covering both deferred and pensioner members.
Okay, you mentioned there about Standard Life, and I believe that the Phoenix BPA business has actually recently been rebranded as Standard Life. What was the rationale behind this change?
So having, as a business, acquired Standard Life Assurance back in 2018, we agreed a deal this year to acquire full ownership of the Standard Life brand itself, which it's fantastic for the business and we're really excited about. Standard Life is an established brand. It's really well known amongst consumers. It's been around for nearly 200 years. And as a result of that, it's really well trusted by a large number of people. At the same time, Phoenix Group is a really strong corporate brand and it's already really well respected in the BPA market. However, I think Standard Life, because of its high consumer brand awareness, it really allows us to offer what we see as a strong customer brand to scheme trustees who are considering purchasing a bulk purchase annuity, which I think is really important to them when thinking about their member experience and, you know, how their members feel when they purchase that product. So as a result of all of that, we're now operating the bulk annuity business as Standard Life, part of the Phoenix Group. And we think that's really great for scheme members because they can benefit both from the financial strength of Phoenix Group as a whole, whilst also being provided with an annuity product from Standard Life, which is very much a brand they know and they trust in this market. Importantly, we're also planning to invest significantly in the brand itself. And that ensures that the Standard Life brand becomes stronger. It continues to be really relevant and visible in this market. And that should be for the benefit of our customers, their advisors, employee benefit consultants, and other potential clients in this market.
Okay, they're very good reasonings. And thank you, Jeremy, for providing this background and context. But now to go on to the bulk purchase annuity market generally itself there, perhaps to set the scene, you could explain what the BPA market has been like in this, hopefully now, post-COVID environment. How does it compare to the BPA market in 2020, for example?
So fingers crossed, we're coming out the back of the last couple of years. But I think it's fair to say that the market was a bit slow in the first half of this year compared to 2020. But what I would say, it's really kind of hotted up in the second half. So I think it's going to be quite a busy run into Christmas for a lot of people. During the year, we've seen a lot of mid-sized full scheme transactions and a number of also quite large transactions, although they don't quite compare to some of the largest deals of, say, 2019. I think all in all, given where we've got to, I'd probably expect market volumes to be in the region of 25 to 30 billion this year, which I think is quite pleasing given the uncertainty of the last couple of years. And it's really, for me, a continued sign of resilience in this market.
Okay, Justin. So from these current market conditions, what about looking ahead? What trends are you currently seeing in the BPA market? And how do you see the market developing, say, over the next year or so?
So due to improvements in funding, I think the trend towards more full scheme transactions will continue. I think as more schemes look to secure the pensions of their deferred populations, we're seeing some real interest in combined defined benefit and defined contribution solutions. So what we've been doing is working with our colleagues within the Standard Life defined contribution team to provide a joint offering there. And this should give members some real flex when it comes to drawing their benefits. For example, allowing members to take their maximum tax-free cash lump sum from their AVCs in the first instance. I think also that more and more we're seeing a growing desire for trustees to build a long-term partnership with an insurer. And we've used what we call umbrella contracts with clients, which allow us to add another portion of member liabilities quickly and efficiently. And I think that's great for trustees of pension schemes looking to do a series of subsequent transactions. And as part of that, we've really been able to identify opportunities for our existing clients to carry out further transactions quickly when market conditions are really just right for them. Now, given some of the challenges of the pandemic, regrettably, we've also seen a rise in PPF plus buyout cases. But I think that insurers such as us have a really crucial role to play there. And then I think overarchingly across the market, there's a real focus now on sustainability, and we're seeing it not just in our market, but obviously in the wider media as well. Now, when we write annuities, I think we have a real opportunity to invest the funds that we receive in things that really make a difference. So we can invest with a really very long outcome look in things like real assets, so infrastructure and social housing. And as an example, we've recently announced 1,000 new energy efficient affordable homes that we've invested in Wales, and also separately wind farms and other social infrastructure programs are part of our investment plans. So whilst we at Standard Life will secure a life of possibilities for our customers, it's great that we're also creating a brighter, greener future for future generations also.
Okay, it's great to hear the ways in which Standard Life is helping to drive change, particularly as it has expanded considerably into this BPA market over the past year. So Justin, just as a final question, what role do you see Standard Life playing in the BPA market, say this year and over the longer term?
So 2021 has been a really successful year for Standard Life and for the bulk annuities team. We've been privileged to be able to have expanded our team. You know, we've hired a number of experienced senior hires, as well as a number of pricing actuaries and analysts, which has really enabled us to grow our proposition, allowing us to quote on more deals and really expand our offering. So we're now able to quote on around 90% of the market by volume, which I think puts us in a really strong position going forwards. We've also been able to focus on competing in not only pensioner transactions, but full scheme transactions as well. And I was really pleased that we've recently announced our first external full scheme buyout under the Standard Life brands last month. And it's fair to say we have ambitions to increase our presence in this market while obviously continuing to focus on shareholder value. And we're very excited about continuing to support trustees, sponsoring employers, scheme members over the longer term in this market.
Okay, Justin. And on that positive note, I'm afraid we'll have to leave that there. Thank you very much for joining me to discuss the BPA market. And thank you all for listening. Goodbye.